Hello, guten Tag, bienvenue, bienvenidos, and welcome to this edition of the Da Capo podcast. Today we're going to dive into the world of children's media, particularly that of movies and television that make good use of classical music as a subject. We'll look at some more popular, more recognizable works that have been used across different media and analyze how they've been used. First, we'll look at the Blue Danube. I'm sure you, the listener, will likely comment a few times during this episode, "I've heard that before," because this song, like the rest we'll discuss over this series of podcasts, is very popular across different genres. To list a few you may have heard this in: a few episodes of Animaniacs, Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery, Dexter's Laboratory, Looney Tunes Back in Action, Agent Cody Banks 2 Destination London. I could keep going. The one I'd like to discuss it in is its use in Dexter's Laboratory. The most important thing to consider when addressing the use of this song in the context of children's media is that it's not necessarily meant to draw the attention of the viewer to the song. Rather, it's to amplify the experience of the viewer. In the Dexter's Laboratory example, Dexter's sister Dee Dee is wearing an inflatable air suit and floating around, teasing her brother while the song plays. It has a similar effect in the Austin Powers clip, the idea of lighthearted humor combined with this feeling of lightness and floating. This association ties into the psychological process of mirror neuron activation, which can simulate physical limitation of movement and emotion. That, in turn, can move children into formulating their own opinions on topics, and then eventually pursuing an interest in music if they're so inclined. Let's look into this a little bit further. Through discussion of different areas of research presented by István Molnár Sákaczs and Katie Overy in their article, Music and Mirror Neurons from Motion to Emotion, the authors state, "The mirror neuron system may provide a domain-general neuromechanism for processing combinatorial rules common to language, action, and music, which in turn can communicate meaning and human affect." Based on their findings, these individuals are confident in the idea that exposure to music can allow for the activation of motor neurons, and from there can allow for a more broad understanding of what they describe as meaning and human affect. Not only is this an exciting statement to understand, it lends us a glimpse into the past of humanity and allows us to understand why music is so popular, particularly to humans. In the article, "From Perception to Pleasure, Music and Its Neurosubstrates," by Robert J. Satori and Valerie N. Salampour, the authors state, "We have little doubt that the ancient musicians, armed with the same machinery as us and able to coax patterns of tones from a vulture bone, experienced and communicated pleasure, beauty, and wonder just as much as we do today." Based on research performed by these authors, humans have experienced this neural sensation for much longer than we may be anticipated. The pleasure and stimulus, when used in the context of children's media, can reasonably be reproduced to help aid in motor neuron development and healthy growth in children overall. That'll do it for this episode of the Da Capo podcast. See you next time!